This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi.
What?
The music video for that song that plays the very, very last song of the show today, which is a little bit of a spoiler. Was that the one where she's in the house?
Yeah, and she's under the bed.
And she's like walking down the stairs with the hot... Is there a hot guy or something in
it
as well?
Yeah, she's like stalking him and she's wearing a wig.
Yeah, the one.
A little, I can't say it, C-word ass bob wig.
C-word
ass bob wig.
Yeah. You know... C-word ass Bob.
She's serving.
Yeah.
And she's wearing a little C ass Bob wig.
Yeah.
I have goosebumps. Good
Lads.
Video.
Every mic's a live mic. Isn't that right, Callum?
You know what I'm going to be doing over the weekend? Deep diving into that TMZ investigation. Justin Bieber is broke.
Is he? Will everyone leave him alone?
Honestly,
oh, God bless.
Yeah.
He was
posting a lot of photos of himself the other day and his stories. Every time I clicked on the photo story, he was like, next one. I was like, you look great, Justin. What's going on?
Maybe he's thinking of getting into OnlyFans and he's like breadcrumbing that. Do you think he gave all the money to his church, did it? Or what was the crack?
No, he sold all his music catalogue because he owes Scooter Braun so much money.
Scooter Braun's at the source of every problem
he
in the music
the
industry.
Devil.
Yeah.
Mm. The devil.
If you're listening, Scooter... That is terrible, carry on.
Yeah, we much prefer BMX.
Mm-hmm.
1038. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Welcome to the weekend.
Woo-hoo.
It's Emma,
Thank
Dave and
God
Fiona.
God for that.
Lads, we have an absolutely wild show lined up this morning. After 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by singer-songwriter Moncrief.
Nice.
I believe he is great crack.
Yeah.
So really looking forward to talking to him. And this is massive. Literally every hour between now and 10 o'clock, we're giving you the chance to win your way to Tate McRae tickets. We have 6 tickets, 3 pairs to go.
That's huge.
Completely sold out gig, but it's for tonight in the Three Arena. So those details coming at you in about 20 minutes on how you can win.
Nice one. We'll get to that. So and for now, though, I want to tell you about how upset I am.
Oh, God.
Starting off a Friday with some terrible news.
I like that hoodie.
Thank you.
That's lovely, yeah. Vibrant.
My favourite parking space
is gone. Yeah.
Oh.
What's the story there?
So I go into the car park this morning, like I always do, and I go and I usually go to the very, very first car park space that you see. It's the first thing. You do have to manoeuvre into it, but it's so perfect because you just zoom out when you're finished, when you're done parking.
We have the same idea on this. This is Drury Street Car Park, and on the way up the hill after you kind of go
through... I wasn't going to dox ourselves.
Ah! I will stop talking.
Everybody, men in black, little clicker. Erase their brain.
Yeah. So I go in and you park in that area. Anyway, it's completely like labelled off, like with that tape. You can't go near it. And I was like, what the hell? There's only one space available you can go into, but there's a car already in there. And I think they're actually just waiting for that car to move.
Aww.
And so then they're going to take that up as well. And I was like, but these were perfect. Maybe they're finally just going to give out to me for parking here. Because they don't really look like car parking spots because they're on a hill.
Right.
But I parked there for 2.5 years, right?
You're
and
a legend.
Then I parked the car in a normal space. It's disgusting. As I'm walking back out, the man who works there is there and he's putting cones up. And I say, wait, what's the story with the car parking spaces? He says, we're putting bike racks there.
I had a feeling.
I said, oh, for God's sake, it's woke nonsense.
No.
Woke nonsense.
I actually felt, really threw me this morning.
Yeah.
That tape. And I worried it was going to be bike racks.
So I said, it's bikes going. And he didn't seem happy with the bikes going there. And he said, did you hear what Musk said? And I was like, what? It's 6 a.m. What's going on? And he was like, Musk said there's going to be 5 million driverless taxis in Texas this year. And I was like, okay. I'm presuming he was talking about like how it's something to do connected with how it's all moving that way. We all won't be driving in a couple
all
of years.
Online,
it's all online these days. that kind of vibe. And so I was like, all right, okay, thanks.
I'm going to miss those parking spots, man. I had a good time.
So my car parking spot is gone. I have to park what feels like ages away now. And I had to hear about Elon Musk. It's been a terrible morning.
Oh, God.
Your number one hit music
Music Station.
Yesterday on the show, we played a game of 1 second at the cinema. If you don't know what that is, essentially we play you 1 single second of a movie and you need to identify it. So look, no spoilers. It was yesterday. It's come and gone now. And the movie that we were looking for was Titanic. And what we learned about our girl Fiona is that she claims to be quite the Titanic, not fan stan. Mm-hmm. And during our deliberations yesterday, it came to light that you consider the Titanic your Roman Empire.
Thank you.
You've watched it more times than you can count. Mm-hmm. And you said you know absolutely everything there is to know
now, to be
about
fair,
it.
I asked her whether she just liked the movie or she liked just the story of Titanic. And Fiona said both. She really enjoyed both. So we were like, grand, we can ask maybe some questions about the movies. Mm. Questions about the actual event itself.
Yeah, absolutely. So with no further ado, this is your official Titanic quiz to see if you can, anytime you say make a claim like that in the show, you will be put to the test on it. And if you fail at any of these five questions, any of them,
right,
you can no longer consider yourself a Titanic fan.
So never speak in here again is what I'm learning.
It's radio, but
well
don't
done.
Talk.
You're learning quick.
I'm quick, guys.
These questions will start easier and get progressively harder as we go.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Question number one.
Incredibly easy start to Fiona's Titanic quiz. Who played the role of Jack Dawson in the Titanic movie?
I believe that was Leonardo DiCaprio. Thank you.
Little part of me hoped you said Da Vinci.
You are correct.
Okay. Thank
you.
That was just a warmer offer.
Thank you very much.
In what year did the Titanic sink, Fiona?
That was 1912. Thank you very much.
Damn. Hold on.
To be fair, I did ask her that one yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, I asked her what year did the Titanic take off. I'd imagine it's the same year.
It had all done happen in the same year.
All right. This is where we start to separate the men from the boys.
Or the ladies from the girls.
No, we won't be separating them. What was the name of the priceless blue diamond featured in the Titanic film?
She's laughing.
I love this so much. That was The Heart of the Ocean.
The Heart of the Ocean.
How often have you watched Titanic, would you say, Fiona?
Do you not know these things? I feel like these should be on the Leaving Cert.
No, I can't say I'd know.
Emma. The Heart of the Ocean. Is that correct? It is.
Emma, I can't believe you don't know The Heart of the Ocean.
Have you not? You've known that?
Yeah, of course.
Off the top of your head, you'd have known what it was.
The Heart of the Ocean, yeah. Really? It was a blue heart.
All right, okay.
Remember, Leonardo DiCaprio stole it.
Yeah. I just knew.
You put the coat on her!
I'm
sorry,
she's revealing everything I know just yet. Fiona, how many lifeboats were on board the Titanic when it set sail?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How many lifeboats were on board?
No chance she knows that.
There were 20.
No, what the hell? Sorry, I mean... I mean, let's see if you're right.
I did check up on some numbers last night.
Oh, did you?
Because I was like, bear what will
Fiona,
bear what
that's
hurt
cheating.
That's studying.
Yeah, she knew it was happening,
revising.
To be fair.
Okay, fair
All right,
enough.
Here we go. To get 5 out of 5.
This is a dirty one.
Ah, come on.
Question 5, Fiona. Titanic Stan. What was the name of the ship in Titanic? No. What was the name of the ship that rescued Titanic survivors? I don't like the smug look on her face.
She's thrilled with herself over there. Thrilled.
I'm not happy. A lot of people died, Emma.
Oh, sorry.
It's actually not that funny.
Sorry, too soon.
It is too soon. Thank you. The ship that came and rescued the Titanic was called the Carpathia. I hope.
Was there 3 letters before that?
Oh, yeah, but come on. Have a bit of crack, Dave, for God's sake.
Hey, the RMS Carpathia.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Only
congratulations.
Only have to give it to her, wouldn't you? Wow,
I don't like it. It was Callum made them questions. I don't like it. I want a bonus question.
Don't blame the question.
Can I ask
you
a bonus question? What company owned Titanic?
White Star.
Dave, that'd be correct. Anything else there, Dave? What colour was Rose's hair?
It was a red.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on, red.
No, I'll get you this. Okay, what was the name of Titanic's captain?
Ooh, It was the classic name, John Smith, or Edward John Smith, or John Edward Smith, but it was John Smith anyway.
I have written here Edward Smith, but I presume... do you know what? I actually believe her more than I believe ChatGPT.
Wow, Fiona. Wow.
I'm kind of embarrassed. It spins fully
charged, recharged. Emma, Dave and Fiona, and in just about 5 minutes' time, we will be telling you how, before 8 o'clock, you can win you and a friend a pair of tickets to go and see the sold-out gig tonight in the Three Arena. Tate McRae is in town, and we have tickets to go every single hour, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock here on Spin, so make sure you stick with us.
First off, I feel like I have to thank the both of you for covering for me yesterday, because I had to leave basically straight after yesterday's show, and Emma and Fiona did the like podcast and things like that, so thank you very much.
No problem.
For
that. Your usual schedule then.
So I had to leave right after the show. I had to go to a funeral, right? It was my housemate's aunt that died, right? But she lives in Galway. So we had to the funeral, to be fair, it was kind of like the funeral was made for us to be there. Me and my housemate Ben, who obviously are best mates with our other housemate Linda. So it was Linda's aunt, right?
Mm. Interesting take on the funeral.
Well, I think it was for us, honestly. I really do. They put it at 1 o'clock so that I could finish my radio show and drive to Galway.
Very good. On your special day.
On my special
day. That was kind of her late aunt.
So it was stunning.
I was very worried about you.
It was stunning weather. I wasn't too tired driving up, so it was absolutely fine. It was absolutely stunning weather. But on the way, we were kind of like, we didn't know the aunt that well. We were more, though, there for Linda. Do you know what I mean? We've met the aunt and she was lovely and stuff like that. So, we wanted to go to the funeral. But on the way up, we were like, oh, God. Is there any possible way we could make this about us?
Oh my God.
Like any way at all. He's like, I don't know. I could do a dance maybe. I could get kicked out. Yeah. No, do you know what? We'll leave it. We'll let her have her day. You know what I mean? We'll let her have her day. So anyway, we drive up, we stop off for a quick ice cream, quick 99. They had no flakes, so we were scouring the thing to see what we should put in the ice cream.
Put a Freddo in.
We just went with nothing because we realised we didn't need the carbs, you know what I mean? We didn't need the calories.
They had no flakes, and did they have to warn you in advance of that?
Yes, yeah. I was like, I'll have a 99. She's like, it won't be 99, it's no flakes.
I love when they have to do that because they know that like the people of Ireland will
go
absolutely
mad.
Rage.
Apparently, we did a poll on the show a year ago. Apparently, it's not a 99 if you don't have a flake in it.
I would just agree with that,
Anyway, so we arrived at the funeral. Then the hearse does, and like the car is behind the hearse and stuff like that. One of Linda's aunties gets out, not the dead one, gets out of the hearse. But she's a bit upset, and she keeps like trying to push the door open. And so I was like, right, I guess I have a job. You know what I mean? I can make this about me. So I went up to the hearse and I opened the door for the aunt, and she grabbed my hand. She was like, David, it's so good to see you. Thanks so much for coming. You're ridiculous. You shouldn't have come down. I was like, oh, no problem. But then she kept holding my hand, and then she started walking towards the church. I was like, wait, so am I just holding this woman's hand now?
Oh, you're in the procession.
I'm in the procession, like, for the whole thing. And I was like, oh, God, do I walk up the aisle with her now? And she was just grabbing my hand, and I was like, until she found someone she liked better and she let go of my hand, I was like, oh, thank God. I was straight back to bed. Anyway, so we walk into the church and we sit down. The mass is fine and it's lovely, and fair play to everyone there. And then after the mass, someone in the family, like kind of the eldest nephew, gets up and he talks about...
Nice eulogy.
He talks about the auntie and how she lived a great life and all that kind of stuff. And so then he starts off and he says, and you know, Marion loved the radio. She loved the radio.
Stop.
Yeah. And me and my housemate Ben are on the radio. And we were like, she liked the radio. She liked Galway Bay FM.
Yeah, of course.
She liked Midlands. She liked Clare FM. And me and Ben are sitting there seething. We're like, could you not give us a mention?
Oh my God.
Give us something. Give us something.
You guys are down there waiting to like stand up and do a few words. And it's like every radio station other than yours.
And then.
No.
He goes. And when Linda moved to Dublin, and she moved in with the two Ladines from the radio.
No.
She started listening to Spin.
No.
And Today FM. She loved the lads.
So you got to make the funeral about you.
I made the funeral about me.
Oh my God.
I cannot believe you got a mention at this.
I got a shout out, and the brothers didn't even get a shout out.
Sorry, everyone in that church in Galway, Spin 1038 mentioned. Like, what?
I honestly don't know how I feel after all that, to be honest with you.
It was great.
I don't know if Linda's going to talk to you if she hears this back.
She was fuming. She didn't get a shout out.
Good morning.
Ooh, morning.
I'm not going to lie, I saw this online and I robbed it because I saw someone online on my Explore feed realise that ChatGPT has a way of guessing what your past lives or what you did in a past life if reincarnation does actually exist and we're here for like the 20th time. Ooh. So whether you believe or not believe, ChatGPT apparently with certain information about you, not too much information about you, more so just about like your date of birth and the time you were born and where you were born, about what you might have been up to in a past life, okay?
Okay.
I was so excited about this because when I saw it in my Explore feed, it was so positive about these people. It was so like, oh my God, that makes sense. I relate. You know, people were really getting on board.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was sad when I got the result of mine.
Oh no.
Emma.
It turns out in a past life, I may have been a secretive communicator, a scholar investigator. That sounds good, but more so involved in taboo knowledge or underground economy.
You're a snitch.
I was an absolute and utter rat. I was possibly experienced in a life tied to managing others' resources or crises, but as a mystic trader or intimate partner.
Okay, well, that's at least you were having fun.
At least you were happy.
I was a woman of the night. And
you know what happens to rats, Emma?
What?
They get stitches.
Yeah.
Then it looks at the karmic traits that I've carried forward from my past lives. Nothing too exciting. Mm-hmm. It does say deep emotional insight, but a tendency to overthink. Brilliant.
That
I got
be
anxiety for my woman of the night.
That's
my
two lives
life.
In a row now where you have anxiety.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe your next one, third time lucky.
Now, Dave, in a previous life, this soul, i.e. you, might have been, wait for it, a peacemaker, caretaker, or healer.
Okay, interesting.
Now, isn't that quite nice? Someone who prioritizes other people's needs. You probably worked in healthcare, domestic service, or clerical roles.
So it's fitting that I'm the exact opposite in this
life. Well, it does say that the karmic traits that you carried forward. Now, I did like you to listen now, Fiona, and producer Callum, to this. A deep instinct to keep the peace, to avoid conflict, and be helpful, especially in work environments.
Yeah, that's not me.
The opposite of that.
Yeah, it's the complete opposite of me.
Is this that's helpful in work environments in the room? Right now?
No. Now, Fiona, I thought you were probably the closest to being on the nose on this. It seems that in a past life, you might have been a scientist or observer or quite revolutionary.
Yeah, but so close to what you normally do.
Someone deeply connected to groups and causes. You may in the past have sacrificed individuality for a group or an ideal, but you might have shunned the spotlight in the past. It says here, karmic traits carried forward from your past life, Fiona Frawley. Mm-hmm. This life is about owning the spotlight, not for ego, but for growth and purpose.
Oh, well, there's you've gone.
I know, I don't like a fuss.
No, you don't.
That would be me now.
The funniest thing about this is, well, two things. One, I'm no clearer as to what I was in the past life.
You might have been a priest.
Apart from a priest, right? And the other thing was, to get this information, Emma needed to know the exact time of our birth. So I had to get on to my mother and text her and be like, what time was I born? I had to text my dad first. I said, what time was I born? And he said, early.
So I love that.
That was great. Thanks, Don. And then Mam got back and said, 7:10. So do you think that the 7:10 in the morning made the difference?
Yes, it did, because when I added that in, it changed everything.
Oh, did
it? Yeah.
Because that changes your birth chart and all, because I always thought I was born at 6 a.m., but my mom and dad conferred last night and they said it was 6 p.m. So now my rising and my moon sign
totally
are completely
changed.
Different than I thought they were my
Crazy.
Whole entire life. I thought I was a Gemini sun, Gemini rising. I'm actually a Taurus, which makes more sense for me. But
can we get back to this? Because I'd love to dig in further to that.
Absolutely. Oh,
we're becoming that show, are we?
Oh, I think it's really important, guys. People are into this.
Great. Yeah. Fantastic.
We'll talk about it.
I don't know.
You can do it right now, girl.
Okay. We'll do it on the air. I'm really into this stuff. We're just coming out of Mercury retrograde as well, I think. So.
Oh, for God's sake.
Everything should be back to normal now.
Blame it on the moon.
Mercury
better.
Retrograde Master. Back once again for the Retrograde Master.
You're listening to Spin Who's Blessed. It's Spin, it's Tate McRae. Make some noise for Tate McRae.
Oh yeah, Tate McRae bringing her Miss Possessive tour to the Three Arena. It's happening tonight and it's happening tomorrow. Tickets are completely sold out. However, here we are, sound as ever, with a couple that we're not keeping for ourselves. We're going to give them to you. Every hour on the show, by the way.
Oh, what are we like? So we are looking for you to answer the phone in a very specific way this morning, a way that would make Tate proud. We need you to whisper.
I know, it's a bit weird, isn't it, to be whispering on the phone.
But I love it.
It's all very, for good cause.
It's intimate for us and the listener, which is what I've been looking for.
her new song. Please. Her new song is Sports Car. We've been talking on the show loads about how it's funny how she does tend to whisper quite a bit throughout the song.
I hate it. It tingles down my spine.
We can't hear you.
So listen, we got to make a call now and we'll do that again before 9, again before 10. You have to answer your phone in a very specific way. So let's make that call now and hope for the best. Should we do the L5 rings? Or?
Yes. Five rings here. Two and three rings.
Yeah, you know.
Jamie, you're going to Tate McRae!
Great.
Now, Jamie, I didn't know if you were finished.
Jamie, it was absolutely terrible, though. So you're by the skin of your teeth, you're going. All right, so give it to us one more time.
Please.
That was the scariest thing ever because it didn't come up a spin. I was like, who is this going to be?
I love how you committed to the bit, though. Go on,
Jamie.
I kind of have to have a millennial pause there
you
for
did.
A second.
You did. One more time, give it to us.
Yay!
Who the exact is same as the first one.
Who's going to the Three Arena with you tonight, Jamie?
I'd say I'll take one of my friends.
Very brilliant. Good. Jamie, okay. Enjoy it. Have a blast.
Congrats, Jamie.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Good Have luck. A good one. Bye.
Okay, we do it again the next hour.
We go again.
Exact same way?
Yeah, I think it's the exact same way.
So basically, we're going to tell you about it later on, but you need to answer your phone if we ring you for these Tate McRae tickets with... Yeah, you know who this is.
But don't say it, whisper it, all right?
Yeah, whisper it. So Tate in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. We will call someone back just before 9.
Okay, don't get a fright as well, all right? Just don't take any risks. If your phone starts ringing, answer your phone like that. It could be you were calling just before 9 o'clock. Now you know what you got to do,
all
right?
And it won't say spin. Keep that in mind. Jamie just said it doesn't say spin.
Okay. It could say dad.
Any phone Still call, answer, you know who this is.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
If you just threw your AirPods in, leaving the house, or you hopped into the car, it's kind of a Tate McRae morning here on Fully Charged. We just gave away a pair of tickets to our sold-out 3 Arena gig tonight.
Let's do it again.
We're doing it again and again this morning. We have another pair to go before 9 and a final pair to go before 10. Callum and Fiona heading out their first date.
Oh, we very sure nice. Are.
You may or may not know, Fiona, that in the early days of the show, there were some scandalous rumours about Dave and I because we had a photo up together once where I think he had his arm around my... shoulders
before marriage.
I think we were like shifting or something.
That is filthy.
And everyone was like, Dave and Emma are getting on. It never happened.
Yet.
But the rumour mill can now move, Dave, over to this.
Yeah, team. Yeah. Over to you two. Yeah, even though one's engaged and one's, you know, desperately single, but don't worry about it. Fine. Sorry, tragically.
Who's who?
Enjoy your day tonight, guys.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
If you do spot Callum and Fiona there this evening, keep an eye on them now, do you hear me? If you win.
It's going to get pretty saucy.
Keep an eye.
Stop trying to force it now.
It's coming up on 8. Emily, what's the story?
Morning. Starting off with Irish Rail Services.
103.8. Dublin. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! And welcome to the weekend.
Hey, good morning. What's happening?
Morning.
How are we?
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. What's going on?
Not too much. So you guys know I'm getting married later this year. I don't think I've mentioned it too much. Obviously, you guys are all on my guest list because numbers were quite low on my side.
Thank you. And we're giving away tickets as well.
We are.
Literally, Fiona's working here a week and we were like, she's a solid one. She's already given us the official invite to the wedding.
Is that cringe? I thought I'd wait a while, but then I was like, do you know what? Be vulnerable in this life.
I love it.
So we handed out our save the dates. I just like drew up something and we WhatsApped it to everyone. But Dwayne, my partner, is quite a sentimental guy, okay?
So is he?
He is.
Oh,
he
I
is.
Love that.
He's a bit of a memory box collector. Oh. So he printed out little save the dates on little like credit card size and he was like, let's frame one. And I was like, that's gorgeous. didn't realise he printed out about 100 of them and he's leaving them around the house, and every time he like grabs my attention he's like, hey, and then he hands me like 8 more of the cards and then I don't know what to do with them. They're on my pillow, they're on my bedside table.
Ooh.
I opened up my lunchbox this morning with my beautiful waffles and raspberries inside.
Yeah. Hasn't put them.
There was a save the date in there.
Stop!
They're everywhere.
I love this.
It's got raspberry on the back now.
This like, is brilliant.
It's... Like, what am I meant to do with all of these?
It's a,
so
it's a great running joke.
Did you say he's printed?
I think he printed about 100 of them and they are just everywhere in my home.
Like, you've already done it with the like soft copy on WhatsApp.
Yeah, we don't need... No, we're not giving these... The only people we want to invite like physically is our neighbours who are like 85 and they're not going to be able to read this because it's really small.
It's too small.
So like,
it's a business card.
There's no function for them.
They're in your bed. They're in your lunchbox. Where else are they?
They were... We brought a bit of a steak home for our dog from the restaurant on Tuesday. He put one inside the steak box.
Amazing.
Yeah, under my pillow.
This running joke is amazing and has the potential to go on for months.
I'm going to accidentally leave it somewhere and a load of randomers are going to show up all day.
You'll be laughing sure if the guest list is low on your
true,
side.
True, true.
Spins on.
You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Welcome on in to Friday. Welcome to your weekend. In the past, on a Friday, I like to rank some of my favourite things. So far, I've done things like my favourite Phineas and Ferb songs or transition sounds between Hannah Montana scenes. I welcome you to Dave Ranks High School Musical Songs!
Oh. God.
I welcome you in to the one that you've been waiting for, Dave Ranks High School Musical 1 songs.
Now, of all the Dave Ranks that we've experienced, and sometimes I disagree with you and sometimes they can be contentious and, you know, people really get aggro about this as well on our WhatsApp. This is the one I care most about.
Yeah.
If you mess this up, Dave, I was reared on High School Musical.
Okay.
Me and my sister have watched this 100 times.
Oh, so there is a film she knows about.
Yeah.
This was from age 13, 14, 15, 16, 30, like, this was my life. I'm very protective of... Anyway.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I'm about to destroy that completely. Welcome to Dave Ranks High School Musical 1 songs, all right? I will do number 2 later on. I've never seen 3, so I probably won't do 3, but I will do 2 at a later point. But this is... I've been inundated with messages. Do High School Musical. Do High School Musical. High School Musical songs. It has to be. Here we go. It's the day you've been waiting for. We start off, as we always do, in fifth place. Fifth place usually just means it's my fifth favourite song. In this particular case, fifth place is a song that I thought was fantastic until I listened to it. And I went, I'm not really that into it anymore. It's absolutely fine. That's why in last place... Fifth place. Let's keep your head in the game.
Coach said to fake right and break left. Watch out for the pick and keep an eye on the fence. Gotta run the give and go, take the ball to the hole. And don't be afraid to shoot the outside, Jay. Just keep your head in the game. Just keep your head in the game.
You gotta get your head in the game.
Woo! I would agree with that ranking.
Yeah. Fifth place, I think, is an okay spot for keep your head in the game. It's not bad, but it's just not fantastic. It's kind of whispery. It's kind of talky throughout it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's grand. I'm with you so far. Good stuff.
It's all good. We move on to fourth place. Fourth place is two characters who were completely robbed in the High School Musical series. They are Sharpay and Ryan Evans.
Justice for them.
Their audition for the High School Musical is a song called Bop to the Top.
Yeah, we're gonna bop, 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 bop to the top. Slip and slide and ride that rhythm. Jump and hop, hop till we drop and stir again.
Absolute banger. Nice one.
Fantastic song. And at number 4. And if it's only at number 4, where are we going with Dave Ranks this week?
You know, Sharpay's character, I can't remember
Ashley
her name.
Tisdale.
Really, Ashley Tisdale's daughter right now is apparently obsessed with High School Musical.
Really?
And it's wrecking Ashley Tisdale's head. She's like, stop watching it.
Well, if you are like the daughter and loves a bit of Ashley Tisdale, you're going to like third place. Because Ryan and Sharpay Evans continue in third place with their callback song, What I've Been Looking For.
I've never had someone as good for me as you. No one like you. So lonely before I finally found what I've been looking for.
Do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do-do. Well done, everybody. Very, we didn't even rehearse that. That was fantastic. So that was third place. Yeah. Okay, we move on to second place. A bit of a contentious one, I think, second place.
I get nervous.
This is a song when a certain somebody messes up on camera and basically ruins his entire relationship with this lady.
Oh.
This fantastic lady who goes her own way and she kind of reminisces on what they had. And she says to herself, when there was me and you.
When there was me and you, I can't believe that I could be so blind.
Oh, he's raging.
I don't even know this one.
Man, I know.
Because I like The View. A fantastic song.
No, it's really annoying because I know we only have one left. We haven't heard Breaking Free yet. We haven't heard We're All In This Together yet. We haven't heard Start Of Something New yet. So we haven't heard Six of The Status Quo yet.
He's rage baiting us.
I am not rage baiting.
You're a sicko.
Are you doing this for the anger?
These are my most favourite High School Musical 1 songs. When There Was Me and You is a fantastic song by Gabriela Marquez.
No, I can't even remember that song. That is just irrelevant.
Well, my emo days would, you know what I mean, they really represent that song.
Time to move on, Dave.
In first place.
Oh, Dave, what are you going to do here, man?
The greatest song.
No.
In High School Musical 1.
Oh, God.
I'll give it to you. It's Breaking Free.
Okay.
We're breaking free.
So in fifth place, to recap, was Keep Your Head in the Game. In fourth place, Bop to the Top. In third place, What I've Been Looking For. In second place, When There Was Me and You. And in first place, for Dave Ranks High School Musical 1 songs, it's Breaking Free.
Okay. All right. Okay, fair enough. I'm a little bit upset about Six to the Status Quo.
Six to the Status Quo had to go.
No. Especially because you're a big Meghan Trainor fan. I thought you'd have that in there.
No, it wasn't for me. Is she in there?
Yeah,
no,
she's the girl who's like, I like to pop.
No, she isn't.
It is.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
There's no way that's Meghan Trainor.
I would put
money on that not being Meghan Trainor. Her name is Martha in High School Musical 1, and she likes to pop and lock and dance and break.
I know she likes to pop and lock and dance and break.
Meghan Trainor has not been part of the original High School Musical films or series.
I told you, I knew it.
Why did I think that?
I have no idea why you thought that.
That is Dave Ranks.
So that's Dave Ranks this week. Thoughts are always welcome. 0877111103. Thank you very much.
Stick to the status quo.
Now, I think we can all agree in this modern age, 2025,
modern,
which is the correct pronunciation, thank you very much, our attention spans are quite short. We can't be hanging around for an old 10-minute TikTok video.
No.
And I don't care if it is about your dead dog. We got to make it speedy, people. Less brain cells available. We need to get to the point, which is what I'm about to do right now. Sorry for that forward preamble. It's okay when I do it. The rules are different for me. So, the Webby Awards is an award show honouring excellence on the internet, celebrating the best in websites, advertising and social media. And the 28th annual Webby Awards was held earlier this week.
Okay.
So the hook of the awards is if you win something, you have to do your acceptance speech in 5 words.
Oh, that's excellent.
There's no big, long Oscar acceptance, playing the music, trying to get them off. Adrian Brody is not welcome
at this award ceremony.
That's great. So it's kind of tapping into the idea of they're also versed in the world of getting there to the point really quickly. So
they definitely saw Adrian Brody's speech and they were like, right, let's make this a thing.
Yeah, get in, get out.
5 words.
I've got to say, Webby Awards, there are easier ways to tell us you listen to Spin 103.8. Okay, have you heard of a little thing called 5 Word Weather? But, so they, yeah, among the winners earlier in the week were Snoop Dogg, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's a big guy in marketing.
A big Webby.
Yeah, he's a big Webby. White Lotus star Walton Goggins.
Oh yeah, and huge Webby.
Yes, would you like to hear some of their speeches?
Please.
Let's do it.
Break bread or fake dead.
If it happens, Be grateful.
Oh, I liked it. It's like get rich or die trying.
And if you couldn't tell, the first one was Snoop Dogg.
Thank
there.
You.
I know. But so I thought, what can we do in five words here at Spin? How can we convey a message that we want to?
I've always been told in working radio that my word economy is terrible. A word
really?
Economy being...
say as little as possible, but while saying the most amount.
Exactly. Oh. I love an L tangent. I go around in circles. Always been a problem. So this wouldn't be my forte.
Yeah, that's a tall order. Mm. Say as much as little. It wouldn't be me now.
Emily now, who reads our news, she'd be good at this. The five-word weather she does every day and she does it excellently.
Well, where is she? Bring her in. Instead, I've got you two.
Yes.
So, I've assigned you with a couple of tasks, a couple of
scenarios,
prompts. So, we will start with, ask the local hottie at a teenage disco if he/she will meet your mates.
Ah, okay, so we're at Wes. It's like 2011. All right, okay. Here, young one, shift him.
Very good.
Here, young one, shift him. Yeah, very good. That's five.
But I love also, it. Actually, what we used to say was also five words. Will you meet my friend?
That was right there, but I'm glad that you offered us something different.
Thank you.
And here, young one, it's a call to arms. It's
yes,
a call
it
to action. Mm-hmm. And we're obliged to respond.
Yeah. Here, young one, shift him.
I love it. Okay, next up, we have... convince a tourist not to rub Molly Malone's ditties.
Okay, we need to be a bit scathing here. Never touch any before, pal, no. Oh, that's six.
Never touch any before, pal, no.
Let's get rid of the no. Never touched any before, pal.
That's, I love it. That's
never
very
touched
good
any before, pal.
I don't think you're a pal person. I don't know if you can. I don't
pull
know if you
off
can.
Yeah.
Okay. Explain to your housemate that you put a red tea towel in the wash with all the white shirts and t-shirts from her capsule wardrobe.
Lads, hope you like pink.
Love it. Estimate when you believe Dublin's Metrolink will be completed.
Right. So, yeah, about that.
Perfect. Really good.
And then I assigned these to myself. Explain the tariffs to an alien who's just landed on Earth. And I took on the role of Dublin taxi driver for this. All over my head, buddy.
Brilliant.
And then finally, explain the difference between the north side and the south side. I took on the role of KPMG Nepo Baby for this. Thank you. Their dad's work for mine.
That's so good.
Is that okay?
And
yeah,
just like that, Fiona, it has been a nice few weeks.
This will be my last day.
The end of you.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I just ranked my favourite High School Musical 1 songs. Number one was Breaking Free. Chloe was on to us and we've unlocked some memories for her.
Guys, I was literally bopping along to all them songs. Like, yes. Oh my God, I literally thought I was going to marry Zac Efron as well. I had like all his posters on the wall. My auntie, I remember, like, she used to go over and visit like her cousin in America and she brought me back all these like Zac Efron stuff and I was like in love. And I remember like Googling everything about Zac Efron when I was younger, YouTube. I was obsessed.
Oh my God, but that's what Dave Ranks is all about, guys. We just bring back those weird kid energies.
Yeah. Weird kid energy. Yeah, look, I genuinely believed that Zac Efron was meant for me too, Chloe, so...
Do you remember when you stand someone so hard and you were like, no, he will be my husband?
Oh, yeah, fact.
He looked at me. No, but Harry Styles, look, he actually did look at me.
The problem is, Chloe was probably 11 at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Up until I was about 27, I genuinely thought that Dermot Kennedy was going to find me and marry me.
Well, yeah, that's the age that he's thinking of settling down. So, you know.
I've lost him now.
Don't worry.
I was naked in work this morning.
Oh, Emma.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will explain why. Very strange, but I was naked in work this morning. Basically, went to put on a wash yesterday afternoon in the house and the wash machine wasn't working. And then I realised that in the kind of area, that what's called utility room, that's where you'd like, we don't have an electric shower or anything like that, you have to turn on the immersion. So I went to
immersion
turn on the water.
The story started off very sexy.
I know.
It's really gone down.
You bring it right back down.
Yeah. The immersion.
Well, immersion.
I was naked.
Well, it's because of the immersion.
Immersion is a sexual fantasy for many Irish people, to be honest. It'd be
so I went to look at that. In case
it tickled, Callum.
That's because, yeah, you missed it. Great. That actually works really well in my favour.
I went to turn on the immersion and it was not working. There's the whole kind of panel was off. It's like, what the hell is going on here? That's weird. Then at the other side, so basically the utility room is here, and then the other side of that wall is where like the telly's plugged in. Mm-hmm. Telly wasn't working. So I was like, okay, there must be a fuse or something here. So before you go, did you check this? I checked everything.
Yeah, I was mansplaining to you last night, my bad.
You're like, just in case you haven't. No, fair enough. And but look, I did everything I could do. The landlord came before like 11 o'clock last night. He was busy at a choir practice. So he came after to have a look and was like, look, I'll try and get an electrician tomorrow. There's something wrong there. So essentially, the long and short of it is, I texted into our work group last night with the four of us and said, would it be weird if I had a shower and work in the morning? Like, I really need one. I went to a boxing class yesterday. I was sweaty. It was hot. I was like, I can't stink the place up tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. So I came in a little bit early with my little bag and my couple of towels and my shampoo and conditioner. Mm-hmm. And it was the strangest thing ever. I use that bathroom every day, and you see like the big bosses going in and out of that loo as well. And I walked in and looked at it this morning and went, I gotta get naked in here.
Mm.
Ooh, really intimate. Strange.
Is it though? Like
I found it a bit weird.
The door is locked. You're in your own room.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no, she left the door open. she said that at the start.
I have to say the shower in here is phenomenal.
Is it?
Really? It's a great shower. I had a great time. Enjoyed myself. Got my hair washed and everything. As the ads are playing on the show this morning, I've been drying my hair. The hair dryer is here.
Give us an old blast. This is thrilling.
White noise for you this morning. It's been lovely. But anyway, it got me thinking about other places I've found myself semi-naked in my life.
This has happened more than once.
It's happened more than once. I mentioned this on the show at the time. I'm going to say it was last summer. My friends and I were due to go to Jazzy in the Olympia. And we were at Hogan's first for a drink. And when I say I had just arrived outside Hogan's, we were like standing outside hoping that someone would leave to get a seat, mm-hmm. wearing a white skirt.
Oh, yeah.
Someone knocked a drink all over me. And the colour of the drink happened to be black. So everything was terrible. And I wanted to go home and everything was ruined. My friend said, no, you're not going home. Let's go to the cubicle and sort this out. So I'm in Hogan's in the cubicle in my knickers and like pathetic looking down at my little socks and wondering.
No, she has my skirt on the Irish way.
Yeah.
She's in the sink trying to scrub my skirt and hand
dry
all these different girls in and out of the loo at the same time, and I just feel so vulnerable at 6:30 in the evening standing in Hogan's half naked. Another time I found myself half naked is in my back garden. We discussed this on the show. Can you get your tatas out in your own back garden? I don't like it.
Oh, really?
But you did it.
I did it, but I don't like it.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
I like it when you're face down, so when the tatas are down the way and your back
is out. I love that song.
Very sore fine. On them.
But facing up, it just feels... The Garda helicopter was flying over the other day and I was like, what if there's... Like, I know that...
There's
like,
an emergency.
It's an emergency, but weird. The girls are out. I can't do this. I'm turning around. And finally, we've all been there, girls. Is there anything more vulnerable than standing in that real weird scarecrow position getting a spray tan?
Stop.
And all that's on is the little tongue and the little silly tongue they give you, the kind of disposable knickers.
Yeah.
And you're standing there and they make you do all these weird like movements to get every bit so it's not streaky.
Yeah.
So legs apart, legs together, hands in the air like you just don't care. Hands wide, back to me. You're like, you're looking at my crack.
Or a wax when they make you lift your legs up like a baby getting its nappy changed at the end.
We don't talk about bikini waxes on. That's another story.
No, Emma had a bad experience.
Has it ever been a good experience when you're in that position?
I don't think I've ever been naked in like anywhere that I wasn't meant to be. Do you know what I mean? Like I did get naked in my house in front of my housemates, but to be fair,
why?
Saltburn had just come out, right?
Right.
And so when Murder on the Dance Floor played, I was quite giddy. It was a very late night. I thought this would be hilarious.
Wait, now, sorry, your housemates in what?
So
Ben, Linda,
the girls, and also my mates were down as well. This song came on, I was like, you know, it'd be really funny now if I go into the next room, take off all my clothes, run back in and think I'm Barry Keoghan.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. We still talk about it to this day. It was a great decision.
How did that go for everyone?
Well, they still talk about it, but funnily enough, not in a positive way.
Oh, they didn't enjoy that.
No.
They're
probably just jealous.
They're only jealous.
Yeah,
only
even jealous. The girls. Even the girls. Yeah, mad jealous. Wish I had one of them.
So, yeah. Like, how did you set? Were you like, Alexa, play Murder on the Dance Floor?
Oh, yeah, I came on and I was like, done. It's been a Tate McRae. You know what this is. Make some noise for Tate McRae. This is the
Oh, it's like Tate McRae Friday on Fully Charged this morning.
Very exciting.
Pairs of tickets to give away. We gave away a pair before 8 o'clock and we have another pair to go right now.
It's every hour on the show today, all right? But basically you have to answer the phone if we ring you back saying a certain phrase in a certain way.
It's kind of a cruel world out here, isn't it?
It is.
You know, you do have to answer your phone in that very particular way. We mentioned it a while ago. Just remember as well, all is not lost here. If your phone doesn't ring right now, we do have another pair to go before 10, so stick with Spin, all right?
I'm happy we're not one of those radio stations that's like, oh, well, even if they don't do it, it's fine. Let's just give them the tickets. No, we will hang up on
you. Yeah,
there are rules here.
There are rules.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Hello?
Oh, Linda.
You're breaking our hearts.
Linda, you were meant to whisper something to us.
Private number.
Oh no, it's not a private number. I'm sorry, Linda.
Do you know who this is?
Yeah, that's exactly what we needed, Linda. That's exactly what
I'm
we needed.
Sorry, Linda.
We'll see you later anyway, Linda. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
No.
We did say it could be an 01 number calling.
It.
Linda.
All right, let's go again, Colin. We'll be, yeah. All right, here we go. Come on. Gig is tonight. You need to get this sorted.
Yeah, you know who this is.
Louise, you're on the Tate McRae.
Wonderful. Do you know what, Louise? I don't like when Tate McRae whispers in the song, but I loved when you did it. That was fantastic.
Good whisper in a song. You can't beat it.
That gets you, doesn't it, Louise? Yeah?
It does, yeah.
Okay. You'll be whispering away tonight. Who are you going to bring to the Three Arena?
I have to bring your wife.
You will absolutely have to bring your wife. Louise and
wife. Yeah, and we have a good Ruby voucher as well, so.
Oh, it's meant to be, Louise. Right. Louise, what's your wife's name?
Nadia.
Louise and Nadia, you're off to Tate McRae. Enjoy it. Have a ball.
Oh, I can't wait. Thanks so much.
Good luck,
guys. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Just like that, job done. Nice.
Simple as. Would you like another one?
Fancy another one? If you want to join Louise and Nadia on date night, WhatsApp
and Fiona and Callum.
And Fiona and Callum on a juicy, saucy
date. You do not have to sit beside them, don't worry.
Please
well, maybe
do.
You do, I don't know.
It's standing room only, baby, for us. WhatsApp us the word Tate with your name, 087-711-1038. We will call someone back and just answer the phone with your best Tate whispers. Yeah, you know who this is. Ooh. Am I getting better?
Very good.
Yeah, it's only taken like 5 times, but there's definitely improvement.
Thank you for your honesty.
You ate for Tate.
No crumbs.
So the phrase from her song, Sports Car, yeah, you know who this is, but we need it in a whisper. Yeah, you know who this is. 087-711-1038. Message us now the word Tate, okay? Before 10 o'clock, we could be calling you. If you don't, as you heard the cruelty there with Linda, if you answer your phone any other way apart from that way, we got to move on.
Don't do that.
And,
the gig is tonight. It's literally happening tonight.
She's in town. Last time I saw her was at the Olympia. God help us. She's certainly made it now, the size of the arenas that she's playing at the moment. It's going to be some gig.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello, good morning.
Hey,
morning.
What's happening? Happy Friday.
Guys, it's the end of another era for me.
Oh no, what era is this? What phase are we leaving? Boxing.
We're leaving the end of Weetabix and chocolate chip.
Oh.
Yeah. I got them and I've enjoyed my time with them. And now that they're finished, it's over for me. And I don't know what is in store for breakfast next week. Fiona, you're very... You're finessing breakfast at the moment, it must be said, with your fancy eggs and stuff.
Yeah, the actual meal, not the show. You're terribly at that.
Right. Well, look, one out of two ain't bad.
I feel like the phases for me when it comes to cereal, I probably will have Weetabix chocolate again maybe in a year or two.
We've seen it all.
Weetabix chocolate is such a young lad cereal. I remember they used to have them in my old work and like all the young lads would be like, gee, they have Weetabix chocolate in there. And they'd be rallied out of it.
Yeah,
happy for you.
I'm excited to know what's to come next week. But
be rallied.
They would be. Not a Weetabix chocolate.
Listen, welcome to One More Tune now before the end of the show, heading into another crack of a weekend weather-wise. Your job, and you've a bit of work to do, is to vote for the song you want to hear in full. Will it be my choice? Will it be Dave's choice? Will it be Fiona's choice today? I'm listening to a lot of Lorde at the moment on the back of new music, and it just reminds me this week of how much I loved this song. Fancy a bit of Lorde and green Green Light playing on Spin. Well, I'm going to need your votes then. It's Emma to 087 711 1038 to get your vote in.
Mm-hmm. Or, given that it's Eurovision week, why don't we go with a theme? Eurovision theme. An artist that was robbed from Eurovision, who never got into the final but should have. Her name is Brooke and the song is That's Rich. A song that wasn't good enough to make it to the final, but is good enough for one more tune. Yeah. If you wanted to play as the last song of the show to kick off Eurovision weekend, then it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Or if you listened to Dave's alleged triumphant win at the girly quiz yesterday, you might have this artist on the brain. It's Selena Gomez with her... It's all of the downs and the uppers, keep making love to each other. Keep my hands to myself. That is Hands to Myself, Selena Gomez. Would you like to hear that? Then it's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087711 1038.
All right, I've gone for Lord in Green Light. That's Emma in a WhatsApp.
I've gone for Brooke and That's Rich. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
I've gone for Selena Gomez, Hands to Myself.
I love the way me and Emma like sell the bejesus out of our songs. And Fiona's like, and if you would like to hear this, it's this. Thank you.
And then she says, and then she just goes, do you want it?
Do you want it? If you don't, don't vote.
No worries if not. No props, guys. Littering your hat.
Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like Spin.
Sounds like Spin.
Good morning. So Channel 4 has been in a little bit of hot water recently over some TV shows that aren't exactly PC. And right. To be fair, I don't think Channel 4 has ever really claimed to be PC. They kind of do the total opposite of that. There's a show...
I always say, sorry, I'd love to be in a creative meeting with them.
Yeah.
Because the shows, nothing seems to be off the table, which I love.
But there's a show called Virgin Island that they show, and it's caused a bit of a stir with some viewers calling it exploitative.
Mm-hmm. Whatever, so it's basically people who are virgins are only allowed to go.
I presume so. Yeah. It wouldn't be for me, now, this.
It's a bit of a strange concept, that.
Yeah.
It would be for you, wouldn't I? I thought you'd answer.
No. Damn, that was good. That was really good.
It was right there.
It was right there. Very clever. But yeah, again, I still think this is kind of just Channel 4's reputation. This is what they do. They push the boundaries. They've always kind of pushed the boundaries and things like that, especially compared to the BBCs or ITVs and stuff like that.
Or the RTEs, yes, can you imagine?
Exactly. Well, over the years, they've aired plenty of controversial stuff. Back in the 90s and the noughties, they had a series called Banned that showed things that had previously been taken off TV or banned from cinemas.
Oh my God, I love it.
Which is actually genius, yeah. To be fair. Back in the 80s, they showed a bunch of provocative artsy films under something called the Red Triangle series, which was named after the warning symbol they used to put on the screen. So very bowled stuff. So basically Channel 4 is just always like pushing the boundaries on things. So with that in mind, I'd like to play a game with you called Is It a Real Channel 4 Show or Have I Completely Made It Up?
Oh, bring this on. Brilliant. Okay, but this is going to be difficult because literally they're capable of doing anything. But
they absolutely are. I'm going to give you a TV show name, a little bit about the TV show. You tell me if that's a viable TV show that they went with or have I completely made it up. And I want you to work together on this.
All right. Okay? Love it.
Sex Box. Real life couples go into a private box on stage where they have to do the deed and afterwards have a chat about each other's performances and preferences.
I've seen it. It's real.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it good?
It was. Yeah, it was. It was actually. Have on series link, Emma.
You're correct. It is real.
Okay, brilliant. Well done. I can't believe you watched this. Sex Box.
How could I turn it off? I need to learn something.
Bear all opinions. 10 naked strangers sit in a sauna and debate politics. The lack of clothes is to show contestants that we are all the same.
It's a brilliant concept, but I feel like you may have made that one up.
I did make it up.
Okay.
You're giving them ideas now.
Well done.
That's a really good one.
Darren Brown's Russian Roulette. Darren Brown, the mind guy, would blow his brains out in a live game of Russian Roulette.
Surely not. What do you think?
I'm happy to go surely not on that as well.
I mean, come on. I know he's a crazy guy, but no, that can't be real.
Too far.
It is real.
Stop. Damn.
Yeah, okay. But there's so much backlash that Channel 4 had to come out and basically be like, there was no actual live ammo. It's fine. He would have been fine.
So what was it? What was in there instead?
It was probably just like a cap, but like it wasn't actually filled. But he didn't
shy crack.
Yeah, but he didn't get to the cap because he's so good at being him. You know, a mentalist. Granny rules.
Okay.
Okay, teens are sent to live with a random granny for a week. They must follow her old school house rules or face elimination. Is that a Channel 4 show or not?
You're handing them ideas if that's not true. That's brilliant. But I don't think they did it.
I don't think so, no.
You're correct. I completely made that up.
Dave, would you just put copyright beside that?
Yeah.
Say copyright.
Copyright.
Thank you.
Now, we might do that. That's sorted.
We might do that in the show.
Yeah.
How about this one? You versus the NHS. People with non-life-threatening conditions are challenged to self-diagnose and self-treat using only YouTube tutorials. They are not allowed to deal with doctors.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. Probably, it probably just highlights how people are, you know, so silly to always Google their symptoms. That's probably the overall point. I'm going to say yeah.
Okay.
I've completely made that one up.
Damn it! I'm sorry, Fiona, I've let you down.
Emma.
How about this one? Last one. The boy who smelled of fish. This is the story of a teenager who had a rare disorder commonly known as fish odor syndrome.
Callum, I didn't know you were on the telly.
She's gone
fired.
Okay, it's got to be real, is it?
Do you think?
It's too random to be. It's too specific. Mm. The boy who smelled a fish.
I haven't heard of it. I think it's fake.
You think it's fake, do you?
Yeah.
What are you saying? Do you know what? You're saying it's real. You're saying it's fake. Fiona, you are wrong. It's a completely real show. Yay. And it's the first thing I ever watched on Channel 4.
Really?
Back when I was like 10. That wasn't even in the article. I just brought that
you
one to the show.
I just remember that one.
My mom came in and was like, "What the hell are you watching?" I was like, "TV." It's a boy who smells like fish.
It's educational.
Why would you not want to watch this?
Why they had to wash fish, by the way?
It was like a syndrome, but he had to like clean his sheets every day, clean his clothes, shower like 3 times a day.
The poor lad. That sucks.
God bless him.
It was grim. So that's Channel 4 for you. It's an excellent TV show and I hope it stays for a long time.
Absolutely. The 4OD app is great if you have the LVPN as well.
Is Naked Attraction Channel 4?
I think it is Channel 4, yeah.
Here's the Brady Carpenter now. You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Toshi and Anxiety on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Oh my God, what a morning. We've given away rakes of Tate McRae tickets. She's in the Three Arena tonight. And we have another pair of tickets to give away for Tate McRae at the Three Arena tonight before 10. And this morning we are joined by Moncrief.
What's the crack? How are we getting on?
Good morning.
Good to see you. How are you keeping?
Really cool. This is like, for the visual, people can't see. It feels like we're like a little international sort of like hub crypto trading bro.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. You're on Ethereum.
First things first, hair's fab. Moncrief is sporting a kind of blonde look. Yeah, really nice. Suits it for the summer. Bit of brightness for the summer.
Yeah. Just get out there, man. Yeah.
Might I say a bit of a pink tint?
Yeah, a little bit.
It was a lot more pink, and then I went for a swim in the Guillemin in Tramore. And yeah, it's after going into a bit of a strawberry haze.
Yeah. We need to talk.
Need a bit of toner. Just a little bit of toner.
You're from Waterford. I'm from Waterford. Dave lived in Waterford for a long time. Big Waterford stands on the show.
What?
Dave was working for Beat for many, many years.
Yeah, I worked there for 5 years.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
We have to talk about the debut album. Obviously, it must have been tough to concise. Like, you know, you've had such a string of really successful songs over the last number of years. How was that decision-making process?
Long and arduous and painful. It took a while because
like this show.
It took a while because like the cliche is that like an artist has a whole life to kind of make their debut album, and it felt like that for me. So we had like we were choosing between like 400 songs.
Yeah. Would you have 400 songs in your list?
Yeah, not 400 good songs.
Okay.
A lot of crap.
We love self-working.
Yeah. So, yeah, once you whittle it down, I had around 12 left.
Okay.
So it was an easy decision.
And I love as well, it seems quite humble as well, even though I know that there's a deeper meaning, I'm sure, to the meaning of the album, but maybe it's fine. Just sounds like such a humble...
Yeah, sure, it's grand.
Very Irish.
Yeah, I don't know.
But in general, I presume it means, like, in terms of, from a mental point of view, that things are doing a little bit better now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's, for me, like, my journey has been a bit anything but direct, and, like, there's been left and right turns and I've made some mistakes, not just professionally but like in love, and I think it's just a story of my 20s I think I wanted to make an album that kind of told that entire story. Maybe it is fine. Maybe it's fine it's taken 9 years to get here. Maybe it's fine that that relationship ended badly. Maybe this fine that this relationship ended really well or whatever, you know?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So all of these things have made you the person that you are, and it brought you couldn't be anywhere but where you are right now.
Maybe it's fine.
Maybe it's fine. I feel like it looks better on like a fridge magnet than Live, Laugh, Love.
Yeah.
It's like the new the new version. I love
it. Maybe it's fine, yeah. I would much prefer that. I'd much prefer that.
Please. So, Moncrief, we have to address the elephant in the room. We're aware that you have a bit of history with one of our co-hosts.
Right.
Just going to take you back to the bright lights of Waterford City.
Okay, okay.
I do believe I've just been filled in on this, that one fateful night you asked Emma Nolan here for her number.
Oh my God.
He's just remembered.
we're going there.
Let's do it. Let's
I like that.
And a date was proposed, but Emma had to turn you down because she allegedly had a two-year-old's birthday party.
I did, Orla's daughter, Hannah, yeah.
Okay, you're really hitting us.
She's changing her story now.
Get the message.
Oh, get the message.
I don't know if we still have it.
Get the message.
Oh, not the real name.
Oh my God, he's got receipts.
He's going through his wallet.
It's going to turn out Emma asked him.
I don't have it. It's gone. It's not there. It's not there anymore.
Disappearing messages.
It's not there anymore.
Oh, God. That's disappointing.
I love it. So me and Dave are feeling a little bit left out anyway. So just if you were going to slide in, if you were going to maybe ask us on a date that we'd reject you because we had like a baby's christening on.
It seems like the baby's going to really know that you're not there.
Emma, you know, it's really need to be there. Yeah, it was totally needed.
So Moncrief, if you could please ask us out.
I'd like to be dead.
I'm not sure what you're doing later on.
Yes, the answer is yes.
You don't have any christenings or any other like weird like sort of like
No, I've no plans ever.
Okay, Dave. Do you want to go out sometime?
I would love that. I'd love it, Moncrief. Right. I thought you'd never ask.
Beautiful.
Fiona. I like how cool you're playing it.
Yeah, playing it cool. That's what I was told.
Yeah, that was really cool. You really kept me in the in suspense there.
Captain Gatson.
I don't wanna risk coming off as a bit of a player here, but yeah. Fiona, I feel like there's a bit of a vibe.
Oh my God, I feel it too.
A little bit of a vibe. I mean, like, yeah, so...
There's something going on.
Dave, just cover your ears and your eyes. Dave.
Yeah.
Don't.
You whore!
But go on anyway.
But, listen, after Dave, basically, me and Dave will finish up, like, somewhere around...
So nervous.
Dave will finish quick.
I was going to say we go to PMAX, but PMAX is gone.
It's Kodiak now, Moncrief. I'll see you there.
Okay, we can go.
Very good. Send me down the road, so it's grand.
All right, Moncrief, you're downstairs on News Talk. There's also a presenter called Moncrief. His name is Sean Moncrief.
Yes.
All right. His show can be a bit weird and wacky recently. He's done things like, is it okay to wear shorts in the office? Are poems only for the posh? And how much of a risk is kissing with allergies, right? So we want to test your knowledge of his show and your songs in a game of Moncrief or Moncrief. Dun, dun, dun. We're going to read out a line.
It's either a line
from one of your songs or something Sean Moncrief has said on the radio. You just tell us whether it's News Talk Moncrief or singer Moncrief. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, here we go.
Hit me.
It does make me feel better, and here's the reason why.
That's a Sean Moncrief thing.
Let's see if you're right.
It does make me feel better, and here's the reason why.
Oh, very good. One for one.
Yes.
All right, the second one. Can you repair a heart that's been broke?
I mean, if I don't know my own lyric, like, I shouldn't be making music. So that is Moncrief.
Let's see if he's right. Can you repair a heart that's been broke? Beautiful.
That was for Sean.
That's who you were thinking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, one more. Is that the only place?
Is that the only place? That's real deep, man.
That's Sean Moncrief all day.
Let's see if he's correct.
Is that the only place? Oh,
that's very good.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Moncrief.
Next album name, though?
Yeah.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting away to us. Really appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
Well, we're going to be chatting to you later on.
Yeah, I can't wait for the date.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
So excited about the new album. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for popping into Fully Charged, Moncrief, everybody.
Woo!
I love that so much. It's new Irish music from Moncrief. It's called Something to You.
I love him.
He's
so fun. Yeah, if you missed him on the show, he was just with us. You can catch up on our podcast any stage, maybe over the weekend or later on today. It's called Fully Charged, Recharged. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had fun this morning.
Oh, yeah. Aww. It's been a giddy show.
Between now and 10 o'clock, there's only one thing that would truly make my weekend.
It would be amazing if we could give this away. We are talking about a holiday. We're talking about not just any holiday, a free holiday with your flights and 7 nights sorted at a place called Pierre and Vacancies Village in the lovely area of Fuerteventura.
We will sort you out with your flights and 7 nights at a Pierre and Vacancies Village in Fuerteventura. If you want to register to play this morning, you just need to message us the word golden to 087 711 1038.
That's just the word golden, 087 711 1038. Get in touch now. You could win a free holiday before 10. Non-stop. Lonely Young and Messy on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. We are out the door on the show this morning because we have another pair of Tate McRae tickets to give away before 10 o'clock. Ooh. We told you a little while ago how to enter and what to do if we call you. It's completely sold out event night at the Tory Arena tonight and tomorrow. So stay listening if you've entered. For now though.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
Yeah. We're on a trip.
Yes, let's get you away on your holidays. 7 nights in the sun, all with thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday.
Ireland's hassle-free holiday.
What you'll notice is Dave won't let you away with anything on this show.
Hassle-free.
I'd be mortified if you didn't pick me up on that. If you were like, she's struggling, I'll just let her have it. So thank you.
I got you.
7 nights up here in Vegas's village in Fuerteventura. You can just chill out. Orla is on to give this a go this morning. Do you have any plans for the day?
I am working, unfortunately, already working out in the car now.
Where'd you work?
Over.
Yes, do pull over. Be
for
safe.
My dad in Assembly Craft, it's a carpentry business. So yeah,
very good.
Cool. I'd say you're out the door,
like Jesus himself, Orla. Incredible.
Indeed.
All right, Orla, and I presume you're in need of a holiday. When's the last time you were on holidays?
Last year, but I'm absolutely broke this year. So yeah, hopefully.
That was ages ago. Let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. Have you heard this game before, Orla?
No, I haven't. All right. I just texted in and was hoping for the best.
That's good. I like it. In essence, Orla, basically some songs are going to play and you got to guess them, okay? 25 seconds are going to go on the clock. 5 songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess them. If you guess them all, you'll win that trip to Fuerteventura, all right? If it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something, you only need to mention one artist, all right? There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, Orla, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, Orla, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Now, if you have any questions, now would be the time to ask them, Orla.
Right, let's just get on with it.
I like it, Orla. I feel rushed, but let's try it out. We're going to get on with it. Orla, where are you from?
Clongriffin.
Orla from Clongriffin. Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock. The best of luck. Just start shouting out artists and names. Song one, plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah. What's the song called?
Can't even think of it.
Goodbye,
is it?
No. You can swap it, Orla, if you want.
Right, swap it.
Yeah, right, let's swap it out.
That was Bruno Mars with Lady Gaga. The song was called Die With A Smile. You're going to kick yourself, but not to worry.
I forgot. Oh, no.
That's all right.
No, on the spot.
Don't worry. I know it's tough, but we've reset the clock. It's a brand new game. 25 seconds back on the clock, and we're going to play your new song one.
Let's do it. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I could eat that girl for
lunch. Billie Eilish. Yeah. Eyes.
It's not dinner.
In the middle of the day.
It's not dinner.
It's not breakfast. It's...
Lunch.
Yes,
I can eat
like
a girl for lunch.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. Well done. Billie Eilish and lunch. One in the bag.
All right, Orla.
12 seconds left on the clock now for 4 songs. But you know what? 3 seconds per song. We believe you can do it.
It's doable, Orla. Let's go for song 2. I think you're going to know this one, Orla. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Oh, I leave quite an impression.
Skip.
We can't skip. We only get one skip.
What do you do with your lunch?
I can't even think of her name.
That's Sabrina, like the biggest Carpenter in Taste.
Biggest artist in the world, Orla.
I'm so bad at this game.
That's okay. Did you have fun, Orla?
I did, even though I was a bit panicked.
That's all that matters.
It's worth a shot.
Exactly. Orla, thank you so much for playing and thank you for listening.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye. Talk to you later. Listen, if you want to have a crack on Monday, hopefully we'll have more luck and give it away next week. Mm-hmm. Golden, in a WhatsApp, please. 087 711 1038. Gracie Abrams now on Spin. Hey, Spin, it's Tate McRae. I think you know what this is. Make some noise for Tate McRae. That one.
one's the best one, I think. If I saw that now, I'd be pretty happy. Why? What does Emma mean by someone else to this gig? Well, we've been giving away tickets to Tate McRae, the sold-out gig tonight in the Three Arena as part of our promiscuous... girl? Promiscuous? Miss Possessive Tour. Miss Possessive Tour. That's close to say. It begins with a P. It's fine.
She's also there tomorrow night and it's completely sold out as well.
Well, we got tickets for tonight. So we got one more caller. We got to answer in a very specific way, saying a very specific phrase.
Mm-hmm. It's...
Will
we prank her?
Go on. Okay. Do it.
And a bit of Friday banter.
Banter.
Hello, Kate. This is actually your doctor calling. We're looking to book you in for your smear test. we're only
oh my
Kate.
God!
You've won Tate McRae tickets.
Did I?
Yes.
Yeah, girl.
You did.
Oh my God! Thank you so much. I got such a surprise. Oh my God! What? I really died.
Okay, two things that you're going to Tate McRae, and if you haven't booked your smear, book your smear.
Yeah, you definitely got to book
girl. Okay.
Oh my God, lads, these are after making my Friday.
Congrats, Kate. So it's tonight. Are you available tonight?
I absolutely
Amazing.
Am.
And who are you going to bring, Kate?
Oh, I'm going to bring my best friend, Katie.
Oh my God, Kate and Katie. Are you both massive Tate fans? I guess so.
Yeah, I actually had tickets to go see her and I couldn't go the last time, but this is after making my Friday.
Unreal.
We are delighted for you. Go have a ball. Keep an eye out for producer Callum and Fiona, who will be there as well. And
thank
we'll be
you
there.
So much, guys.
Also known as your doctor.
Book that smear, Kay.
See you, Kay.
Absolutely. Happy Friday.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Enjoy the gig. Bye.
Talk to you later. So that's Jamie happy. That's Louise happy. That's Tick. Kay happy.
Unbelievable. We've I really like your job. Prank. I really like it. Yeah, I thought it was very, very good. I really think it would be funny if we rang someone who was like, you've just won a smear test.
Oh God!
They'd be equally as happy.
The most joyful experience known to woman.
Enjoy the gig tonight, Fiona and Callum as well. Get a bit of FOMO now. The weekend. This is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Oh, and deep breath. That was a chaotic but very fun show.
It
this
feels
morning.
Like 5 minutes ago. You were like, "It's going to be one hell of a show," and boy, you were right. It was one hell of a show.
That took years off my life.
We're back on Monday to age even further and as quickly as possible. But right now, got to hand over to producer Callum for those results of one more tune you've been voting for.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Lord and Green Light. Emma, I can tell you, you got 36% of the vote.
All right. Okay.
Dave went with Brooke. That's Rich from a couple of years. Eurovision, Dave, you got 14% of the vote.
It's like Eurovision all over again.
So Fiona wins the week with 48% of the vote.
Oh, my God.
Your first win.
I've created a scenario where Selena plays immediately after the weekend. He would be raging.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Good luck.